Okay, this is the 10:30 speaker workshop, our spiritual journey. We'll be touching on the topic of an awakening of the spirit in the Just for Today, page 47. And our first speaker is Shannon P., Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, Shannon P., that's me. Thank you guys for showing up, and thank all our service people for being of service. This is a fantastic event. I can already tell. Awakening of the Spirit. I'm going to read a little bit and share my experience with this. Awakening of the Spirit, February 15th. The last thing we expected was Awakening of the Spirit, basic text, page 49. Few of us came to Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Few of us came to our first Narcotics Anonymous meeting aching to take a personal inventory or believing that the spiritual void existed in our souls. We had no inkling that we were about to embark on a journey which would awaken our sleeping spirits. I want to stop there for a second. When I first came to Narcotics Anonymous to actually begin working the Narcotics Anonymous program was 15 years ago and change, which I have a little over that now. I came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous 18 years ago. I didn't come to work a program. I didn't come to get better. I just came because that's what the guys in my sober living house were doing. I didn't believe in anything that you people said. I hated the happy ones that were full of light. I hated them deeply, deeply. And your high quality problems would piss me off to no end. I was in a sober living house, hadn't seen my kids, and somebody'd share about their second car payment or their brush hog broke down, and I could feel my teeth gritting. I used to think, how dare you be so happy when I was so miserable? And there was one man in particular that pissed me off worse than all the rest of them. Now, when I got motivated through pain and suffering to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and actually give it a shot, that was the guy that I found. Because what I hated about that man, more than anything, he was able to do the things that I believed that I could not. He was able to laugh and cry. All these things that I was afraid of. But I wanted to stop there because when he decided to take my crazy ass under his wing and sponsor me, he said, get ready for the most incredible journey of your life. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, whatever, dude. Just help me not get high today. And it's something that I share and have shared for many years with my guys. Reading on. Like a loud alarm clock, the first step brings us to a semi-conscious, brings us to semi-consciousness. Although at this point, we may not be sure whether we want to climb out of bed or maybe sleep for just 5 more minutes. Back to my experience. That same man, we're sitting at an event working my first step. And as we get to the end of the step, we're talking about powerlessness and control. And he asked me, what do you have control over? And I don't know what to say. I got a million things I want to say, but I know they're all stupid, right? And I'm trying not to look as dumb as I feel.
Too late for that, buddy.
All right, right, right. I've had a lot of practice, though. A lot of practice. I'm good with it today. And he says to me, you have power over those people over there? You have power over the wind and the trees? And I'm like, no, no. And he said, let me tell you, boy. Two things. Now and always. There's only two things you're ever going to have power over. Your actions and your reactions. And I smiled and said, yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, this is bullshit. Complete bullshit. Because in my mind, manipulation still was control. If I could make something happen through lies, manipulating some kind of fun, I was still under some illusion that I had control. I did not understand the difference. But I remember thinking, man, I hope that's true. Let me get emotional. Man, I hope that's true. Because I was so tired. I was so exhausted of trying to make everything go the way that I thought it should go, and it never going that way. Week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, I was exhausted. And I remember that just a little bit of hope that, man, if that's real. Back to reading. The gentle hand. The gentle hand shaking our shoulders as we apply the second and third step causes us to stand up. Stopping there. What they caused me to do was run. That second step showed me how crazy I really was, which was way crazier than I thought I was. I understood insane actions, right? I didn't understand insane thinking. But on the other side of that second step, I understood some insane thinking, and I had it in barrels. The third step did me no good. Personally, I had no higher power at that time. I loathed myself still. I was repelled and disgusted by the sight of myself still. And if there was this God out there, he wasn't going to help me. I'd done too much. I'd not done enough. I was not worthy of love, of a person, much less a higher power, if one existed. Right? Reading on. This is a good one. Anyone says, I'm just laughing. We need to wipe the sleep from our eyes and write the fourth step. Okay, mine wasn't sleep. Mine was poo. Caked on, dried, hard, and in this image was a reflection of me. I was those things that I had done. I was those things that had happened to me. That's who I was. It was my identity. And I remember working that fourth step. I remember on the way to work it. Now, let's go back a little bit. I'm in a meeting, and I hear a guy say, I still don't believe in none of this shit. I'm just hanging on, man. I hear a guy say, my disease is trying to kill me. I'm like, whatever, dude. You know, disease, you know, whatever. Right? And then another dude says, my disease is trying to take everything good from my life and then kill me. I'm like, whatever. And on the way home, I had worked like 15, 16 questions in my fourth step. And on the way to the house, old girl's with me, and I'm like, hey, let's stop and get a cheeseburger, and you're a fucking bitch. Pardon the language. Had no idea where it came from. It just popped out of my mouth. It's like, why did you say that? Like, I don't know why I said that. And the day went on again. It happened again. And I don't want to say the words that I said. And this is coming from literally nowhere. It happened again when I got home. But I had worked night shift. And I'm a welder, so I'm under this hood at the time. And I'm like, this is what those guys were talking about. Whatever's wrong with me is trying to destroy my life, because I didn't want to say this shit. I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to do these things. I didn't want to say these things. Something was bubbling out of me, and I did not understand. So I get home, and I'm mad because I'm angry. That's all I had. And I took the rest of that step, and I went down where my children, my sons were sleeping, and I finished that step. And I remember feeling emotions that before the disease told me would kill me, and I believed it would. That's why I ran to that dope sack so many times. I truly believed that feelings would kill me. But I remember crying, weeping over my sleeping children and my teeth gritting. And I remember saying out loud, if I die, I die. But you will not harm my children anymore. If I die, I die. And I finished that step. But it was so thorough that I had to put it in an envelope, then write my name on the envelope so the envelopes could be switched, then carry it with my pocket everywhere I went until I worked with my sponsor. And then I almost got in a car wreck with no driver's license, and I thought to myself, if I get in a wreck, I'll go to jail. That's how bad. I didn't want to work that step. That's how bad my disease was hanging on to that being my identity. But let's move to the miracle. After moving around in three places, we've worked the step. The next day at my home group, he comes in and he puts his hand on my shoulder. And I thought to myself, if one person can love me, knowing all the horrors of me, maybe I am worthy of love. And that's where the people that a lot of you know, that's where I, Shannon P., was born. Setting a noontime connection with my sponsor's hand on my shoulder, giving me hope that I can not only be a human, but be something worthy of love. Reading on. We need to write our fourth step and share our fifth step. No, it was so messed up that we immediately worked my fifth. That's how bad it was. He's like, we're not writing on anything. We're doing fifth right now. And we did the verbal fifth right after the fourth, if that tells you anything about that fourth step. All right? But as we work the sixth, reading on, as we work the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth steps, we begin to notice a spring in our step and the start of a smile on our lips. Our spirits sing in the shower as we take the 10th and 11th step. Mine wasn't my spirit singing yet. But what I did notice at the end of those steps, and it's right here on my lip, and I could never trim my mustache. I could never trim it. Because if one hair was out of place, I had to take the whole thing off. I would just go up until it was aligned, and I had to shave it. And I remember around that time that there was a weird hair coming off my lip, and I walked away from the mirror. And I just kept on walking, and I remember thinking, I'm changing. I'm changing. I didn't relate it to the spirit yet, but I did relate it to the 12-step program of Narcotics Anonymous. I related it to my meeting attendance, the application of principles, and my step work. I was learning to let go, right? And then as we practiced the 12-step, leaving the house, searching for others to awaken. I want to read the rest, and I'll share some more. We don't have to spend the rest of our lives in a spiritual coma. We may not like to get up in the morning, but once out of bed, we're almost always glad we did. Just for today, to awaken my sleepy spirit, I will use the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Who's got my time?
You got a long way to go.
How much do I have?
Okay.
So, does anybody in here know the movie Dune? The old one. Hands. Dune? Dune Seers? All right, there's only a few of us. All right, the rest of you are going to have to watch it. So for years, we do not promote. For years, there's a scene in this movie. This young man's father tells him that the sleeper must awaken. I'm in emotionalism. And I've probably seen it 50 times more. I love that movie. But there's a scene in the movie where something happened and he wakes up and he's on his knees and he's crying out to his father and he says, Father, the sleeper has awakened. I used to cry because I just felt like there was something more in me. I just always felt like there was something more. So, my spiritual journey in Narcotics Anonymous, that most incredible journey, began with following my sponsor's direction. And one thing he was big on was sponsorship. He carried a lot of guys for a lot of years. I carried a lot of guys for a lot of years. And that's where I found my connection to this spiritual journey, and that's where I found my higher power. And here's how. My relationship with my higher power. I had this young brother I was working with. He probably, I don't know, he was a young cat, but I had a couple years, maybe a year and a half, 18 months, something like that, maybe a year and a half, and he was a handful. And I was working 10, 12 hours a day, 5, 6 days a week. And I worked a full shift, and I went to work a step with him in a town outside of Tulsa. And he was getting somewhere. And I remember coming back home, and I remember feeling it in my heart, love for this kid. First time I ever felt anything like that. But I felt it, and I knew what it was, and I knew it was real. That I had love for this young man. I wanted nothing from him but good in his life. And that's when my mind and my heart or my spirit, whatever, opened up, that if me as just a man can love another man and want nothing but good for me, if there is this higher power out there, maybe he can love me too. And that's where my journey started. That connection with my higher power began this most incredible journey that I've been on for some time now. I am a huge fan, and always have been, right? Probably my second round. There's one word in that 11 step. That one word, that only. That only. Only the knowledge of our higher powers will for our life and the power to carry that out. That has focused me. That has steadied me. That has calmed me and strengthened me and guided me. Right? And I'm grateful for the program of Narcotics Anonymous and the principles within it to teach me the language that my higher power uses to act. You know, when I got here, there were so many things. I was so distraught, and distraught is such a PC word. I was just effed up, man. I was hyper effed up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be PC because we're recording. I don't want kids to hear this shit. You know what I mean? That's real. That's real. I don't want like some kid with 6 months like, you hear what he said, mama? You know what I mean? In case somebody plays this shit, because I am foul mouthed. Believe that. This is me PC to no end. I do. That's me being nice. It gets worse. But so what I was saying was, that relationship that I built with my sponsor was key for having any hope to have a relationship with a higher power. That relationship of trust, faith, confidence, compassion, and empathy. The willingness to work with others as a sponsor is what's given me the understanding of my higher power. I can't see or hardly see the reflection of my higher power in my own life. I could see all the things. I could see all the people, right? But when I see my higher power on the spiritual journey the most is when I see him work with others. When I see the great courage that the new ones have to take. When I see the light come back on in their eyes when they've got a few steps in them. I've seen things. I watched all four of my kids be born. I was there. It's a thing. It's beautiful, but it's a thing to see. I've seen sunsets and sunrises all over this beautiful country. I've seen high deserts, I've seen the ocean, I've seen all kinds of wonders, but there is no wonder that even compares to seeing the light come back on in a human being's eyes. It is a glorious thing, and I've seen it many, many times, and I look forward to seeing it many, many more. And I could not see that, I truly believe, through the eyes of a man, because it's a spiritual light that comes on within them. And that relationship with my higher power allows me to witness it in all of its beauty. I truly believe that. It is what I am here for. I understand. I blew around for so many years, like just trying to keep a house, trying to stay afloat, trying to make things happen. Never knowing where I belonged, never knowing why I was there or how long it was going to last. Today I can confidently say, because of the 12-step program for Narcotics Anonymous, because of sponsorship, because of my relationship with my higher power in this most amazing journey, that I know exactly why I am here. I know exactly why I was born. And in the entire world, on this big, beautiful planet, I am exactly where I am supposed to be, and I know that with my whole heart. And I felt this feeling hundreds of times, and it is amazing. It's like I'm rooted to the center of the earth. It is amazing. Only by living that 11 step, seeking that only, and working with others, did I come to understand my higher power. I remember, I don't know, 2 or 3 years in, because I'd say my higher power is loving. My higher power is, you know, all the things, but my higher power, you know what I mean? But then one day I said something, and I heard myself say it, and it didn't pass through, it just came out, and what I said was, my higher power is wise. And I thought about, why did I say that? Where did that come from? But then I looked back in the last couple, 3 years of my life, serving my higher power, this program in Narcotics Anonymous, and all the things my higher power led me to do that I thought was crazy. This is bullshit, man. This is bullshit. I'll share one with you. There was an addict who was close to us, right? Our people, our sponsorship tree. And his son had gone to a car accident, and a person had lost their life. And I went up to see, it was my grand sponsor at the time, it was his son. And I went up to see them at the hospital, and there's 20, 30 people up there, right? And so as I'm leaving, my high power, that day and the next day, leads me to say, you need to go talk to him. I'm like, what do I got to say to him? Like, on my heart, you need to go speak to him. What am I supposed to do? So the next day, it stays on me. I'm driving. I'm going. But I'm arguing the whole time. What am I going to do? Ask everybody to leave the room? Is that what you want to do? What do you mean? How am I going to talk to him about myself? What am I supposed to do? Tell the doctor you can't come in? Fine. You see me going. I'm going. You see me driving. I'm doing it. All the way there. All the way there. I get there. I go up, still arguing. Everybody's gone. It's just me and the kid. 30 minutes. Pops was laying it down. Pops was laying it down. I showed up, got out of the way, and the light did what it does. And years later, the kid would ask about me, but it wasn't me. That's what happened in that conversation. The things he heard and felt in that conversation. That my higher power led me to suit up and show up for. Many, many times this has happened over my amazing journey. So, a lot of us, I believe, come to the program where we gain our humanity. It's the first thing we get back is our humanity. But I want to speak a little bit about that 11 step. That 11 step, how much time?
You got plenty of time, bro.
10? Ooh, we're fast. I want to share about that 11 step. That only. It seems like it's a struggle for a lot of us because we get so many wonderful things by not using and living this good Narcotics Anonymous life and living by principles. You know, and we've lived such a negative, unnatural life for so long. Taking and destroying, building and burning. Right? But as we grow and we gain these beautiful lives, it seems like, well, my higher power in particular has asked me to give a lot of that up, that 11th step. Take care of them. I know you got something going on tonight. I know your kids got this going on, but take care of him, take care of her, take care of them. Serve. And I have done everything I could to do that, and that has served me greatly. That relationship has given me comfort where I should have had no comfort. I'll give you another example. I'm a sole supporter of a family of 5 years clean, right? And I quit my job the night before. I'm getting another job the next day, a better job. And I go to lift my toolbox and I rip my bicep out of my arm. I can't pick it up. I can't bend it. I can't go to the hospital. We'll be homeless. So I wrap it up with ACE bandages. I had H&I that night at the treatment facility in Tulsa. Right? And so I'm praying. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? And it just comes on me, well, let's start with service. Really? Really? Thanks for that one, man. Appreciate you. I put my little arm sling on. And I went and did H&I. And Pop showed up. Pop showed up. And what he showed me that night was my value. Don't worry about the little things, boy. Because he showed up that night and he lit it up. He lit it up in that mug. I got you. I got you. So I wrapped it up, went to work the next day, and suffered through it. It's weird now. This one's a little taller than the other one. You know what I mean? But it's unfixable now. I tried to get it fixed a few years ago. I was like, you waited too long. This is what I got. There should have been panic. There should have been panic, but there wasn't panic. There was something to do. There was principles to be applied. Because of the 12-step program of Narcotics Anonymous and service in it. And on the other side, because of that 11-step, there was peace when there should have been panic. Good. This program and the steps within it have set me on this journey, this most amazing journey, and my spirit is awakened. Father, the sleeper has awakened. That wasn't a Christian thing. I'm just saying, I know. I was quoting a movie. Dune. You can look it up. Nobody call the NA police. I don't want to beat those charges. And so, for any of you new here, please do yourself a favor. Dive in. Get a sponsor. Let them guide you. You listen to them long enough, you'll come to believe in them. You come to believe them long enough, you'll come to believe in yourself. And when you come to believe in yourself, maybe you could come to believe in more. And if you've been here for a while and you've always felt like something's missing, I'm doing all the things, but something's missing. I'm going to tell you like I teach my sons. I tell them, boys, you might get the big house, the nice car, the good job, the beautiful wife, the great kids. But if you get all that and go to bed and feel like something's missing, it's because it is. You got to find connection with your spirit, boy, or you'll never find peace in this life. And with that, we're able to be of service.
Thank you, Shannon. Now we got Sandra from St. Louis.
I'm sorry, I thought she asked for the whole
book. There she is.
Good afternoon. My name is Sandra, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sandra.
I'm from St. Louis. I want to give that God, I want to stop. Let's take a moment of silence so God can come in and give his stuff and not my stuff. Hello. Oh, yeah. Thank y'all from seeing Dwight, seeing something in me that coming down the hall, he asked me what I share at the 10 o'clock spot. And I was like, went in there, I like, oh, wow. You know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I don't speak English properly or pronounce my words right. So please bear with me and kind of understand what I'm saying. Because I mess up the language, baby. Mess it up. I come from St. Louis. I come from a place called Vandervin and St. Louis Avenue, where I don't have to put on a drug law, because everybody know what a hoe do. They do what they do. They do what they do, do what they do. It's no limitations on what, it's no limitations on what we did. It's just to get one more. And I was that girl. I did everything it took, anything. It was, if it could give me one more, it could give me one more. I have 20 years clean. June the 9th, I have 21 years. For the last 3 months, I have been blind. I had a husband, and he came in this program together. And between God and him, God first in him, I was able to get those years. You know, because it was a tight squeeze there. He died November the 17th. I buried him December the 12th. And 10 days after I buried him, I became legally blind. We have been together 48 years. We have been together a long time. We went through this process as a team, baby. We got married. We had an NA wedding. In St. Louis, we had a coffee. We had a place that we go and we dance and do the gong show and stuff in.
Yeah.
And we had our wedding. We've been married. We've been together 48 years, but we only been married 19 years. I don't know what to say. I'm nervous. My stomach is rolling because I was a last minute and we was in the kitchen eating. And I was saying a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, you know, and it was going through my mind and my partner say, check this out. We ain't finna do that. Don't try to quote the literature. Because you know my mind ain't gonna remember nothing. And I have worked 12 steps. But right now my mind is not gonna let me think of what I want to think of. So basically my partner was saying, go on what you know it. And what I know it is telling you about me in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and what I do and how I do to stay here. It's not easy. Right now, it's not easy for me. Like I tell you, I've been blind since December the 23rd. I was in Jackson, Mississippi at a Coke store with four purses in my hand. You know, and when you're in the store, they got the lights down. They got the person sitting on top of the lights. Actually, I thought the lights was just blinding me. But when I went to go to another store, I couldn't even go in the store because I couldn't see. So my daughter rushed me back to St. Louis to the hospital. I stayed like 10 days in the hospital. My ninth day, they told me I wasn't going to be able to see again. The retina in my eyes, I have an inflammatory disease. I have lupus. And the retinas in my eye was so swollen until it did a lot of, I had a stroke. Basically what they call it, a stroke. I had a lot of damage done. My husband was sick. He had dementia and I wasn't doing too many meetings. But after this episode, I wanted to start to come into meetings. It's not easy because now I can't get in my own car and drive myself to meetings. I have to get on the phone and call somebody And will you please come take me to a meeting? Sometimes for me that's not easy because I'm not a very nice person. And I'm very arrogant. So sometimes, and I think I got everything, which I don't. That's not easy for me. Sometimes my whole atmosphere of coming to narcotics is different. Hey, but in the last 2 months, y'all the best damn thing that ever happened to me, right?
Come on.
I couldn't live this. I couldn't right now in my life. This is another form of medicine. You know, I need this to survive. I've been surviving on the streets all my life. Since I was 9 years old. I didn't stop getting high till I was 45. You know. This right now, yeah, I'm trying to say something, but it's so confusing in my mind.
You're doing great.
This is the best thing that ever happened to me in the last 3 months. It's not kind of synonymous. Because not kind of synonymous, it's guided me through my life.
Yes.
You know, I don't have nothing in my life right now outside of Narcotics Anonymous. 7 years ago, I didn't leave Narcotics Anonymous. My husband was sick, but I got a job in a bar. And I worked that bar like it was mine. No, I didn't drink. I ain't do none of it. But I worked that bar like that bar was mine. And today I'm truly missing that bar. But I stopped coming around, y'all. My husband was sick and we needed the money, so we had no other choice but to go to work. You know, when you're dealing with somebody with dementia, it takes a whole lot. A whole lot. And I forgot what I'm saying. And we did, I did all that. But in the end, at the end, when everything was falling down and everything was broken down, Narcotics Anonymous picked me back up. Now, that ain't a spiritual awakening. Might not be, but for me, it picked me back up and brought me to myself. I got one partner. I've been had this partner since I was 30 days clean. And now I'm coming on, you know, 21 years and we still partners and we travel. And he was asked to come here to share. I didn't know, no idea that the wagon's gonna ask me. That's how I ended up getting her. That's how I ended up getting her.
You better share.
And then I thought you was sitting over there with their, whoever got on their red. That's who I thought you was, way over there. Yeah, but I was a fitting, and I really don't know what to say. But everybody telling me I need to share because I'm going through so much. Because I'm living in a real dark, dark, dark world, right? I'm going to school to learn how to do Braille. I was waiting on him to say it because I'll never say it right. I'm going to school to learn how to do Braille. They teaching me how to work my phone. My phone can read for me. And, you know, it's a lot of things I couldn't think, you know, what to do. Counting my money. No, it ain't no special feeling on money. All the money feels the same. All the money feels the same way. It's no special feeling. They say you can feel it. Yeah, that's bull. It's none of that. So I have a phone when I can put it way up like this close to my eye and I can see if it's a 10 or a 20. I don't care number 10s or 20s and a 5 and a 1. I care just enough where I know how much it is where I can count it. I don't know what to say, y'all. I'm just grateful to be in this position. I'm grateful to be able to stand up in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and not in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. You know, when everything in your life is wrong, can you look at God and still be grateful what's going on with you today? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You know, at first I was mad at God because God took the thing that I really loved. I've been wanting to be loved all my life. All my life I wanted to be loved. Then I came up and been with this person that loves me, loves me since I was a kid until I was grown. Now he gone. Now, I been asking my partner, my daughters, have y'all ever been in love? And everybody be saying, no. Or they don't know nothing about love. So basically, you just use the word love just to be using it? I want to feel it, y'all. You know, can't see. I want to feel some love. I know that's getting off the conversation, but that just came in my mind. This man really loves me, and now he gone. What I supposed to do? I was the woman that followed behind him. So now that I'm here, I have to learn in these rooms to live on my own. It's not going to be easy, but God prepared me with everything I need. Everything I need to live. Been married 19 years. I owe the U.S. government 19 years worth of money. 19 years worth of money. Because both of us was getting, you know, he was getting his stuff and I was getting my stuff. And they sent me a letter saying I owe them. So they were sending me $1,480. Now they only sending me $1,000. How do they do that? And then you go back to, you know, that's your fault. And here you have to look at what you did wrong. You knew you were supposed to call in people 19 years ago and report this shit. So by you being slick and greedy and thought you was doing something, you get what you get. I'm grateful to God left me something. You know, it ain't a little bit. On top of that, child, I gotta move. We had a tornado come through St. Louis and some of the houses messed up. My house is the upstairs. I think it's windows gone, but the downstairs, mine's perfect. I've been living in mine. One plan, not going nowhere. Last Wednesday, they came and told us all us had to move. Don't pay. I had just paid my rent.
Yeah.
$880. Just paid my rent. And they tell us we have to move. Fuck, I'm going to find someplace blind. So the lady say we can stay until the water get her call out. So I went. I was playing with the phone, because I never had an iPhone. I finally got an iPhone.
Yes.
All my life. My daughter and my sister went and bought me an iPhone, so I ain't got to be trying to dial nobody. I can say, Siri, pick up the phone. That's all I can do. I can call Seek, Please Read. That's the only two things I can do on the phone. Then if I don't hold it right, it won't do that. And what was I saying?
You're moving.
You gotta move.
Oh, I gotta move. It's 25 of us gotta move. I don't know where the fuck I'm finna go. I done been in this house 11 years. You know, it ain't no problem of getting a place. So I got the money to get the place. I just don't have the opportunity to go look at and fill out the application. You know, everybody that rent from gonna give me a good reference, right? So all this stuff that's going on within the last 3 months, I ain't used. Mm-hmm. I ain't thought about using. I suffer from another disease. I suffer from a mental disease. And anybody that know me tell y'all I'm off the fucking chain. But I take medicine. And it's all right to be in Narcotics Anonymous and take medicine. Something to, it keeps me on a level. Yeah. Right now, my sister, I got a niece that's a doctor, and I got two LPNs. So my life is to sit around what they think and what they do. Different stuff. They got me doing some other things. I don't know. But what I want to say, y'all, I found a spiritual way. And it came in, it was real horrible. but it woke me up. It gave me a better understanding of who God is and who I am. It gave me a better understanding to learn to take care of me, not nobody else. I don't know what to say. I'm confused and my mind going this way and it's going this way and it's going this way. So I'm going to tell you, if you knew her and this is your very first convention, welcome. And please keep coming back. My name is Sandra. I want to thank you all for asking me to come share, and that's all I got.
Thanks, Sandra.